Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, March 2nd. Nassau set a new single-day cruise passenger record this week. The port welcomed 28,554 cruisers on Monday from six different cruise ships: Royal Caribbean's Wonder of the Seas and Harmony of the Seas, Celebrity Reflection and Beyond, Carnival's Mardi Gras, and MSC Maravilla. The total didn't include crew members on those ships, which added an additional 10,000 to that number. The port is currently finishing up a $300 million port redesign project, which is set to open at the end of May. And taking a deeper look into Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings' earnings statement for 2022, the company lost a total of $2.3 billion, an improvement over the $4.5 billion lost the previous year. On the plus side, the company is still on track to make a profit this year. Unfortunately, the first quarter of the year sees them expecting a bigger-than-anticipated loss due to rising fuel costs and food costs. Elsewhere, the company reported onboard revenue continues to soar thanks to guest spending on extras such as spa and casino once on board. And if you got 3 years to kill, Marais Cruises might have the perfect vacation for you. The first ever three-year sailing, which is slated to visit 375 ports in 135 different countries, is now available for booking. The MV Gemini will begin her voyage in November of this year, and prices for the cruise start at $29,000 per year, and that is all-inclusive pricing. The ship was originally launched in 1992 for Crown Cruise Line and has changed hands six times since then. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation flat 10.60, Royal Caribbean up 1.2%, 71.50, and Norwegian up 2%, 15.14. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Carnival Cruise Line's Carnival Magic over to Bermuda at cruiseradio.net. Here in Maui, Hawaii, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.